Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Tuesday, March 26th, 2024. A motorcycle crash left one woman dead and another man injured on 29 Palms Highway. The California Highway Patrol reports that on Friday at approximately 7:30 p.m., Ronald Mitchell, a 62-year-old from Garden Grove, was riding a Harley-Davidson motorcycle eastbound on 29 Palms Highway, east of Iron Age Road, near Sheeple Valley Wilderness. The CHP says that Mitchell was traveling at a high speed when the road curved. They say the motorcycle went into the right shoulder of the road when Mitchell lost control of the vehicle and it overturned. Mitchell and his passenger, identified as Terry Houlston Reed, a 51-year-old woman from Westminster, were ejected. Houlston Reed and Mitchell were taken to High Desert Medical Center. Houlston Reed was pronounced dead at the hospital. Mitchell suffered only minor injuries. The CHP is continuing their investigation into the crash and say that neither drugs nor alcohol appear to be a factor, and that both riders were wearing helmets. A man was caught in the act of allegedly stealing a shipping container and arrested on suspicion of grand theft in Joshua Tree. At 11:15 a.m. Saturday morning, sheriff's deputies with the Morongo Basin Station responded to a report of a theft in the 63,000 block of Sunny Sands Drive. The reporting party was a neighbor out for a run who saw what he described as suspicious activity. Deputies arrived at the property and say they found Eduardo Valseca, 49, loading one of the property's shipping containers onto a large flatbed trailer. Valseca told deputies he had been hired by the property owner to transport the containers, but the property owner said that he did not know Valseca. The property owner said he has been the victim of several burglaries over the last several months. Eduardo Valseca was arrested on suspicion of grand theft of property and booked into the Morongo Basin Jail. He has been released on bail. The 29 Palms City Council will gather this evening to tackle several agenda items, including the likely hire of a new city manager. Reporter Heather Clisby has more.
Tonight, the 29 Palms City Council will discuss improvements to the Project Phoenix treatment system, staffing costs for an upcoming sanctuary church event, and a status update on the business loan improvement program. The council will then ponder the $8,865 increase in membership dues with San Bernardino Council of Governments and decide if the investment is worth it to remain. And after months of searching, the council will discuss the appointment of H. Stone James to the role of city manager to replace Larry Bowden, who has been serving as interim city manager. James is currently the economic development director for Cathedral City in Riverside County. The meeting takes place on Tuesday, March 26th at 6 p.m. at City Hall, 6136 Adobe Road. It can be live-streamed or viewed on demand via the city's website, 29palms.org. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
The Yucca Valley Planning Commission meets tonight with new business, The Star Cafe, on the docket. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with more information on tonight's meeting.
The Yucca Valley Planning Commission will review an environmental assessment and site plan review for the Star Cafe at tonight's meeting. The new business will be an approximately 2,700 square foot restaurant, retail space, coffee shop, and bar located at 55761 29 Palms Highway. Town staff recommends that the commission remove the site plan's previous conditions of approval, which include in-lieu fees totaling nearly $50,000 for future Highway 62 widening, sidewalk, and alleyway improvements. The Planning Commission will also move to nominate and elect a new chair and vice chair to serve for the next year. Current Chairman Clint Stoker and Vice Chairman Gerard Noonan will step down from their respective roles. Tonight's meeting is open to the public and will begin at 6 p.m. at the Yucca Valley Community Center. This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z1077 in Joshua Tree.
Repairs are complete on a damaged bridge between Amboy and Kelbaker Road, and National Trails Highway is completely open between the Morongo Basin and Las Vegas. The bridge, originally built in 1930, was closed for major repairs beginning in February. Traffic could not be easily rerouted, and drivers had been advised to avoid the route entirely. San Bernardino County Works said that the bridge received final inspection by Caltrans on Thursday and reopened to traffic on Friday morning. The damage to the bridge, known as Bridge 70, located a mile east of Saltus Road, was caused by recent flooding and weather. New piles and rebar were installed on the bridge over the last several weeks. Easter is this Sunday, and while candy and Easter eggs can be in abundance this time of year, for some families, an extra holiday dinner can be hard to fit into their budget. Online news editor Robert Hayden joins us with a way families can fill in those food gaps this Friday.
The Way Station in Joshua Tree is holding a food giveaway on Friday to provide for the upcoming Easter holiday. Starting at 8 a.m. on Friday the 29th, they'll be giving away hams, turkeys, fresh and canned produce, as well as Easter baskets for the kids. No ID or proof of residency is needed to pick up the food, and a continental breakfast will be served. The Way Station is a religious organization and one of the only soup kitchens here in the Morongo Basin. They've been doing it for 38 years and have been at the same location for around 20 of those. You can swing by that location on Friday for the Easter food giveaway. They're located at 61722 Commercial Street in beautiful and bustling downtown Joshua Tree. You can find a link and contact info at this story on our website, z1077fm.com. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
Yucca Valley Mayor Robert Lombardo will be meeting with town residents over ice cream. Reporter Adeline J. Wells rejoins us with a look at tomorrow morning's event.
Tomorrow, Mayor Robert Lombardo invites residents to the Yucca Valley Senior Center for an ice cream social with the mayor. The community is encouraged to bring their questions, comments, and new ideas to the event, which aims to promote meaningful discussion between residents and local government. In addition to ice cream and positive conversation, the event will also feature a performance by local musician Tommy Dodson. The Ice Cream Social will be held tomorrow, March 27th, from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Yucca Valley Senior Center, located at 57088 29 Palms Highway in the Community Center Complex. This is Adeline J. Wells, reporting for Z1077.
The town of Yucca Valley has announced the top finishers of this year's Healthy Hearts Run, now in its 32nd year. The 5K run and 2K walk is conducted in the spirit of health and fitness in the community. 17-year-old Owen Sainquist Sherman was the fastest male runner with a final time of 18 minutes 23 seconds. He was followed across the finish line by David Young with a time of 20 minutes 18 seconds and Garrett Christensen with a time of 21 minutes and 22 seconds. In the women's category, Janice Tharp came in first with a time of 23 minutes and 49 seconds, followed by Anna DiGiannardo at 24 minutes and 4 seconds, and Heather Sandquist with a time of 24 minutes and 7 seconds. Z1077 joins the town of Yucca Valley in congratulating these runners and everyone who participated in the Healthy Hearts Run. Yucca Valley High School's Trojan track team hosted a track meet Thursday against Indio High School. Coach Patrick Francis described it as the best meet of the season so far. Girls won their first meet of the season with a final score of 45 Indio to 62 Yucca Valley, led by Eva Mush, taking first in the 400-meter and long jump. The boys lost by only a few points with a final score of 65 Indio to 45 Yucca Valley. Boys were led by Aiden Solis, taking first in the discus and shot put, with Brian Ook-Gutierrez taking first in the 100-meter and 200-meter. On Saturday, 20 athletes braved the rain at the Yorba-Linda High School Track Invitational. And finally, the 29 Palms High School Boys Varsity Wildcats tennis team traveled to Desert Mirage to face Coachella Valley yesterday. The Wildcats lost 4-14 but showed improvement since their first meeting with Coachella Valley. In singles action, Jeremy Burks won one set. In doubles action, the team of Braden Chambers and Luke Bowers won one set. The Wildcats host Indio today, Banning on Wednesday for senior night, and Cathedral City on Thursday. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.